Why are we here? Great question. The Westminster Shorter Catechism has a good answer for us. The Westminster Shorter Catechism was a list of questions and answers designed in the late 1640s for children to memorise and so learn the basics of the faith. And it was written by some of the greatest theologians of the time. Question one is this: what's the chief end of man, or the chief goal of mankind? The answer is, man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. And it's not hard to see those two things from Scripture, glorifying God and enjoying him. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. And Jesus said in John 8, verse 50, I don't seek my own glory, but the glory of him who sent me. And we follow in his footsteps. We live for God's glory. Remember, he was prepared to suffer and die on the cross to further God's glory. It's that important. We are given life to glorify God with all that we are. And we also exist to enjoy God. Or to echo the last theme evening, we exist to experience the love shared among the Trinity. And that's what real life is all about. Psalm 63 says, because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. You've kind of got the two themes there put together. Your love is better than life. That's the psalmist enjoying God. But then he says, my lips will glorify you. He wants to then praise God. Now, as we go through life, it's often tempting to treat God's gracious gifts like food or people or laughter as if they are what satisfy us the most. But Acts 17 verse 25 says, he himself gives all men life and breath and everything good, everything else. And if God's the source of all those different things, then how good and satisfying must he be? So, we glorify God, we enjoy God. And I think actually you can't glorify God properly unless you're enjoying him above all other things. Because if we adore and enjoy something else more than God, then God is belittled. Is insulted. It's idolatry. The American pastor John Piper famously says that God is most glorified when we are most satisfied in him. Because it's then that his delightful perfections are made clear for all to see. If he's that worthy of worship and praise and adoration, then he is glorified. Listen well to Asaph in the Psalter when he expresses his delight in knowing the Lord. Psalm 73 verse 25. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth is nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. He's rejoicing that God is his and he is God's. And it's the experience of Christians down the ages. I was reading a bit by Thomas Watson, who was a Puritan. He said that fresh joys continually spring from God's face. And he is as much to be desired after millions of years by glorified souls as at the first moment. God will be satisfying on into eternity, on and on and on. We'll never exhaust the depths of his wonderful nature. He says there's a fullness in God that satisfies. And yet so much sweetness that the soul still desires. We exist to glorify God and to enjoy him forever.